Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you, because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back, right up front, plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
She's the tough lady of experimental wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another OSU-developed wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee puts up a great fight against hard-to-control diseases and holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is a crown jewel when it comes to putting yieldability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Well, the grain train continued higher today. Lots of hedgers and sellers out here stepping in front of the rally. It's crops here in the southern part of the United States seeming to be pretty good for the corn and beans, but the main part, including the central part of the Midwest, seems to be a little bit hurt, and that's what's driving up these markets here. The 7-day forecast here into the 1st of September is calling for a little bit warmer and drier temperatures, and that's there in the central Midwest where the crops seem to be hurt the worst up to this point. And there's also that chance of the late crop in the corn and soybeans both could be hurt by an early freeze before the crops are completely matured. Funds were big buyers on the news here. We had soybeans they bought about 12,000 soybeans, somewhere 7,000 to 8,000 corn contracts and about 3,000 wheat contracts overall. And then we had the Pro Farmer final numbers today come out. They estimated that corn was going to be about 13.46 billion bushels, and that's down from about 13.763, which is what the USDA's at, and their average yield was 154.1 bushels per acre. And then the soybeans, they estimated 3.1 billion bushels, and that was at 41.8 bushels per acre. They're going to do weekly updates, though, because the crop is so far behind to get a more accurate reading.
Thanks, Justin. We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, can you give us some more detail on the grain markets today?
If we look at the individual markets here, we had corn anywhere from 5 to 8 higher, led higher by the September contract, which has really improved due to the strengthening basis market. We're still below the 50-day moving average and some of the important retracement levels in the December corn. A lot of people are calling for that market to get to near $5, closed at 470 today. If we look at soybeans here, we had a really strong day and actually touched the highest levels we have since the first of June. On June 7th, the market went to about 1330, and then today we closed at 1328, so we're right there at it. The big news there is that the market's rallied about $1.70 from the lows that were set earlier this month, and there's a lot of reasons why people are wanting to sell it up here, mainly because if you're going to produce soybeans, you know, it's rallied this much, that's a huge opportunity to sell your crop at a good price. Wheat futures today were up anywhere from 2 to 5 cents. Really still the laggard here following the other markets. I think if the other markets would sell off, wheat would probably lead the way to the downside. And then the big mover this week is cotton. Cotton's about 9 cents off the high in December, and it's still closing lower today. The December cotton closed down about 10 cents at 84.08.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Taking a look at our closing numbers this afternoon. August live cattle were down 25 cents at 123.10. August feeders down 45 at 155 even. And October lean hogs up 70 cents on the day at 85.10. Kansas City September wheat up 1.25 at 695.5. Chicago September corn up 8 cents at 495.5. September soybeans up 43.25 cents today at 1365.25. October cotton up 29 points to close at 84.24 cents per pound. That's a look at your afternoon markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.